Okay, so I did an episode where I got a bidet, right? You know, it splashes water into your ass to clean that mug. Check one. Recently, I've gotten addicted to using the water flosser. Now, I remember when it came out a little while ago, and I was like, yeah, I don't want to use this. I was still using a toothpick, because, you know, I like using a toothpick and all that. But water flosser, splashing water everywhere, the fuck? I don't want to use that. So I had the water flosser just there in the bathroom for years. Then all of a sudden, I decided to start using it. And now I like it. But this one is still pretty old. I had to get a new one, but this one's pretty old. The type that the motor is shaking everywhere when it goes up. Like, shakes the whole house when I use the water flosser. This shit's so old. Two. And recently, my purchase just weird, man. I got an ear flusher. Yes, it's like a water flosser, but for your ears now. You know how doctors always say, oh, it's not healthy to stick cotton swab inside your ear, clogs, blah, blah, blah. So, boom, just copped a water. Because I think I'm getting you more and more used to having water blast into my holes, man. Just straight blast into my holes. And I haven't gotten the ear flusher yet, but it's on its way. It'll be probably here tomorrow. But I just thought that's kind of crazy, man. I've been tiptoeing into this water blasting into holes everywhere. Because I remember, you know, when I took a shower, I got water in my ear. It doesn't... I have to jump around to get it out. It's not the best feeling. But yet, now I'm so comfortable with water blasting into my holes, I'm willing to just go get a ear flusher as well. So that's the holy trinity, man. Holy trinity. Got my ear hole, my mouth hole, and my asshole. But for women, that wouldn't be a holy trinity, though. Because then it'll be four holes. What's that? Pentecostal? Welcome back to the Rolling Stoner Podcast. I'm Ken, by the way, Ken OG 100. This is episode numero 137. That's episode 137. We rolling out here. Oh, we're back with another one. Of course, this is going to be another very, very, very quick episode because it's Christmas time. Bills coming right, left. Gifts coming right, left. It's usually stressful, man. Around this time is when I turn into a Muslim, bro. I started celebrating Kwanzaa and shit. But maybe someday I'll get to a point where I have so much money that it doesn't bother me as much. But these bills just adding up, bro. Like, what the hell? I just got a bill today. Tax. For what, bro? For what? But that doesn't matter now. We're back. Now, of course, last episode I said I was going to be off smoking for a little bit. And that's been a little while now. It's been throughout this whole month of December, I haven't really smoked at all. So there won't be no smoke break today, but we're still going to be listening to something different, though. Some drill shit. African drill shit. Get this shit hype. Now, this is Ghana Girl. That's what it's called. And it's by G4 Boys. I don't know why, you know, they call themselves G4 Boys. Because we kind of left that back in, what was that, like 2006, 07 was on that bullshit. But these are Africans, so yeah. G4 Boys, Ghana Girl is what this is called.
Mm-hmm. Royal Yahoo Boys. New Chop Star. They know. They got us. They don't do what we do. They know. Run off on who? Using a handful of this. Like Umar Mitre, like baby Baju Vex. You knew I was a scammer, insert card, cash checks. They froze my wire, now I feel so odd. I sent my pastor money, African boy believe in God. She wanna do TikToks, she say I'm way too funny. I don't need TikToks, baby I need some. Baby I need some money. The goosey soup ain't fufu, got my nose all drippy and runny. Bring me accounts, you know I'ma lock right in. The check don't bounce, you know I'ma lock it again. Come on, bring your friends, man. Niggas be popped and broke. Like, where's the scammers? Giffies on giffies on giffies. She thinks I'm Santa.
Merry Christmas! Ho, ho, ho.
I've been popping, they know who I am. Killer Brody is the Peter Man. Said the sweepers been bugging all over the gram.
American TV, driller.
Always Chevy dance. Tell her thought he put it in my hand. Bro, why this bitch trying to take a fuck? None of these dudes ever gave me a deal. Starting to think that my music ain't working. Bad little opta, leaving me shirtless. She in the spot with her friends that be twerking. If the drip look good in the store, I might purchase. Swiped on a Visa, bought a Birkin. But the car named Chris, baby, I ain't that person. Keep trying to spin, but the boys make it hard. Leaving no clue, make us look a little smart. I'll take top three off your roster. Five, you be bugging that boy, he'll start him. How you mad that I'm leaving your life? But, bitch, you ain't mad at your father. Little nigga, I came from the jungle. Hanging with animals, moving like Tarzan.
Run off on who? We was in a hunt for weeks. My African girl from Ghana, when she's mad, she's eating treat. Like Umar Mitre, like baby Baju Vex. You knew I was a scammer, insert card, cash checks. They froze my wire, now I feel so odd. I sent my pastor money, African boy believe in God. She wanna do TikToks, she say I'm way too funny. I don't need TikToks, baby I need some.
African boy, I'm about that bread. Bring the account, let me get you fed. Walk in the bank with fake ID. Probably on the beat that pussy like a op. Tell your boyfriend better stop. Before I get the balls a shot, it's me. Step in the street and know it's me. She like Baba, come throw it on me. The man get what? The man get money. Don't talk about skimming, that's lower than me.
Free dot, where the pole? Where was the album when we was trying to throw? Couple of bins, he chill me that for sure. Cause I still flock a nigga through this cold. Cashed out on the TD, you don't know. Cause I flashed a couple bins and still move broke. Oh, he got an OA, flock him if it froze. Stand over his body, ask him where the. Like I need the lock and the get in that shit. City pink, eat up, now I'm stressing this shit. When you speak about five, like we better than him. Spend a light 20 patches with denim and shit. Put the beam on my friend, got no friends in this shit. Hit a beat for the blockable weapons and shit. He don't like what he gay, ain't caring shit. I did scams on the block, I was bending this shit.
Hey, oh, wait, no. Okay. Again, that was G4 Boys featuring J Hound and J5 called Ghana Girl. Yes, yes, Ghana Girl. Ghana Girl. And we're back. It feels so weird doing this without the smoke break portion of the show, man. No smoking at all, bro. It's weird. Not smoking for me, it makes me have dreams. Like, I could remember and see my dreams more. Like, you know, before you wake up, you always have a little dream right before you wake up. I haven't had that in years. Then when I stop smoking, just every night, it's not always good either. Like, some weird bad shit happens right before I wake up. Oh, that was a dream. Yeah, when I'm behind, oh, nah, that's some smooth sailing sleep. Sleeping like I sleep. But of course, it's temporary, though. We'll be back to that shit soon. Early next year, I'll be puffing clouds, bro. Puffing clouds. It's time for the Stoner Score. Of course, a big artist dropped. Big artist dropped. Nicki Minaj dropped Pink Friday 2. This part 2. And of course, this one's a long one. Pause. It's long as shit. It's an hour and 10 minutes, of course. That's what these big celebrities have been doing. Or big musicians have been doing recently. So this is 22 songs, an hour and 10 minutes. It's pretty long. Of course, off the bat, now I listened to the whole thing. Remember, a little while ago, I reviewed Coi Leray, and it was the wave where they just sample old music, speed it up, and just is the drill shit. That's what was happening summer of 2023. Now, Nicki Minaj did it. She did it better, but it's a little late for that. I was saying that trend was over last time I talked about it, because what was her name? She did it. The girl with the ass, that we only know her by her ass, that she introduced herself looking backwards every single time when she performs. What's her name? With the curly red hair. Shit. I'm forgetting her name. But Coi Leray did it. All the female drillers, drill rap, that's kind of was the wave this whole, the past summer. Why am I forgetting her name? What the hell? Ice Spice. Damn. How'd I forget that already? So Ice Spice did it. All the female rappers did it. It was the drill movement last. It's kind of, it died out. And a lot of that kind of energy was in this album. So I'm guessing she could have split this shit up and dropped all the drill shit much earlier. Much earlier when it was still in style. But that's not the case. She has some good songs in here that's more original. Of course, you lose point for the lack of originality, but she gained points for her lyricism. That's what other female rappers don't have, lyricism. She's still Nicki Minaj. She still has lyricism. Lyricism. But of course, she has some pretty cool songs in here. Barbie Dangerous, of course. Biggie Smalls. That drill shit I was just talking about. There's a lot of that in here. A lot of them.
Hey, yo. Barbie dangerous, we bitches don't endanger us. You are over, you ain't in range of us. Cause I 1111 angel numbers. Dashing some Burberry rain boots. Looking like every designer fave muse. Front row next to the who's who.
Of course, this one is old. That she has been running for months now. They've been playing this song. Again, the same drill shit.
Only on them seas if it's breeze. Red ruby the sleeze, Chinese.
She's alright.
Of course. This is the exact same thing I did with Coi Leray's album, huh?
Yeah.
Hey girl, I can lick it, I can ride it while you slipping and sliding. I can do all them little tricks and.
Oh, that Jamaican shit. Although it's called Ford from Trinity.
A girl bad like Nicki, and she forward from Trinity, and she smile girl down witty, and she real brave, she not one like Britney, and she have a small pussy, small slippery, and she one wicked, then me start digging, and she talk.
Of course, Nicki's gonna come in here and kill it with her lyricism, and there are a couple of original songs in here that are pretty good. She has very good features. J. Cole's a feature in this song right here, which was more on the original side. Lil Wayne was on this song. Drake was on this song. And this one is one of those Drake type of pop shit.
Maybe we had too much tequila.
It's a lot of more of the original shit with pop shit.
Yeah, we definitely had too much tequila, cause I don't know why we were playing on your phone right now. I'm gonna just block you. Bye.
If these diamonds in my head can't weigh
you already
me down.
You already know. That's Drake from, what is that, 2021? It's 2021 Drake type shit. So the album is pretty good, man. She has some heaters on there. Of course, her lyricism kind of carried her through with all the bullshit, with the remixes that kind of died down. She could have split this shit up and dropped all the remix songs in the summer when all the ladies was doing the exact same shit, but she wanted to make a whole full album. 22 songs could have been split in half, but of course you already know the game that's going on out here. So Pink Friday 2 by Nicki Minaj on the Stoner score gets about a 7. Now, an artist as talented as Nicki kind of doesn't get lower than a 7. This is pretty much her lowest she could get, to be honest with you. It wasn't wasn't that great simply because of all the remixes. Again, that shit is out of style now, and it's two different vibes in the album, but of course her lyricism is top notch, unlike the other female artists that don't have lyricism. It's still Nicki. She's like, I'm in Soho, bitch, you so Soho.
Hold on, wait, what?
She still got the lyricism in there. So, of course, Pink Friday 2 by Nicki Minaj gets a 7.0 on the stoner score. A lot of these artists, the older artists, they still have, like, the production can't be beat. You just can't beat their production at all. Like, she still has the ear. She still knows what she's doing. But, of course, it's not the best. It's not the greatest because, again, it's too long. It's mixed with different vibes in the album. But of course, it's still Nicki Minaj. She's still selling out. She's still got Drake and the whole Young Money crew still in there with Lil Wayne. The features are on point. Lil Uzi Vert's in here as well. Like, she has heavy hitter. She have heavy hitter features on here. Futures on here. So it's a 7.0 for Nicki Minaj, Pink Friday 2. Now, I don't think I had the show running when Pink Friday 1 came out, but that doesn't matter. This is a 7.0. Okay, now, music, it sounds like Kanye West is coming out soon, bro. It's coming out soon. Of course, they're already doing his thing where he does. It's different this time. I kind of appreciate the way he's pushing it this time. His daughter has a verse, which is a lot better than Drake's son, Adonis. Adonis had one on Drake's shit. Now Kanye West, his daughter, is performing it, and everybody seemed to like it. It's fire. Well, the samples that we've gotten on social media recently is fire, the way this is promoted. Unlike how Kanye usually promotes his shit by going crazy, like, oh, the Jews are from space type shit. You know, that's how he usually gets attention. But now he's with a new wife. Seems a little more calm the way he's producing or promoting this kind of album. So we'll just have to see, man. We have to see. It sounds good. I can't wait for it to come out. Pause. Now, I think it's coming out on Friday. So I'll listen to that when it comes out. This is like the end. This is overtime now. Like, this is not even fourth quarter. This is overtime we're going into at this point, because the year is about to be over in a couple of days. 2023 is no mas. Crazy, huh? So that's what's popping in the music. Had to touch on that because that's what this show is about. We're still rolling. We're just not stoner right now. But don't worry. We'll be back to stoner again. So recently I watched the movie Leave the World Behind. Now, it's a Netflix movie that just dropped. It has everybody in a frenzy. It was executive produced by Obama family. And it's a lot of conspiracy in there because the, let me see, do I want to spoil it? So I'm going to spoil it. Now, Julia Roberts was on there. The actors was pretty good. It's the biggest thing about this movie to me. It told the story well. It paced you. It kept you on your feet looking to know what's going to happen next. What's going on? Why is this happening? What's going on? Like, it kept you in the dark long enough and shed light slowly throughout the movie, which is cool. The biggest thing I liked about the movie is the cinematography. Holy shit. Holy shit. Out of everything, the story, on top of everything that happened, the cinematography was A1. Haven't seen cinematography that good in a little while. So kudos on that. I really like the cinematography. I really appreciate it. The way they told the story, the way the camera was flipping around, the pacing. This was pretty dope. Now, in the story, Julia Roberts goes on vacation with her family, rents a house in, let's say, what's it called? Long Island. She writes a house in Long Island, a big ass rich house. Seemed like one of those shits where it was like $2,000 a night type of house. And then the owner came, a black dude and his daughter, they came saying they're coming from the symphony. They shit wasn't working, blah, 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 blah. And come to find out the world was about to end. Now, Okay, now I won't spoil the rest of it, of what was actually going on, what they claim was going on, but it was a big propaganda. You saw that electricity went out. You saw that the cyber attacks were going on, the cars with all the Teslas from the lot was driving themselves, crashing into it and blocking the roadways, which there's a lot of plot holes, bro. There's a lot of plot holes with this, but the world is talking about it. It was a pretty good movie for that fact that the world is talking about it. And it seemed like people are claiming it's a propaganda by the Obama people, especially because against the Tesla. There's a lot of Tesla going haywire, a lot of them. And it was just crazy. It was on some the end of the world type shit. So it was pretty cool, man. It was pretty cool. Me, that's when you start thinking, what would I do if I was in that position, you know? If it was my house and Julia Roberts was renting it, you know, I'll be nice. But bitch, you gotta go. Take all your money. Take everything. Get the fuck out of my house. Go home. Go die somewhere else in Queens somewhere, bitch. I'm joking, man. No, I'm not. But it's weird, man. A movie like that would just put you in the mindset, like, bro, like, what would you do? Like, this dude is sleeping in the basement in his own house because somebody else is renting it, and they don't believe that he's the real owner. Like, it was a lot of subtlety in this movie, and like a lot of don't really trust white people like that. You don't know what they do. It was a lot of subtlety. So if you haven't watched that movie, it's highly recommended before I really, really spoil everything. But it's called Leave the World Behind. And it's a pretty dope movie. It's the biggest thing about it, though, that it was just unfinished. Like, when it gets to the end, you'll be like, come on, bro. Is it over? Why? Why is it over right here? Bro, where's the rest? It's 3 hours. You could have landed it better than that, bro. It's 3 fucking hours. This is the biggest cliffhanger ever. Like, bro, I'm getting into this. This is the type of movie where you actually, the time goes by and you don't realize it's been 3 hours. I'll be real, that Oppenheimer shit, nah. It took me like a few days to watch that shit. I ain't gonna lie, I saw every minute tick out of the time of that 3-4 hour movie, bro. Like, damn, it's been, bro, come on, bro, the pacing's too slow, bro. Like, it's just different. But this kind of movie, like, you kind of get immersed in the land, La La Land of it, which is dope. That's what a movie should do, but I rarely get that anymore. Like, a lot of movies I watch, I just like, all right, what's on my phone, bro? What's on my phone? Can I skip through this? I'm the type to be skipping through movies, man. Then I just stop a movie halfway through and never go back. Like, all right, fuck it. I'm not interested. That's how life is these days, bro. That's a time. That's how life is these days. But real quick, sports. Lakers won the in-season tournament, which is a new shit. LeBron got the first ever in-season tournament championship. It was pretty good. It was a smart idea by the commissioner to have an in-season tournament, because at this point, we really don't care about NBA. This is NFL season. NBA, we don't really care about NBA until after Christmas, where it starts mattering. They have so much games, man, over 80 games. People don't really give a fuck about the first 40. But this way, the intensity, it felt like it was playoff atmosphere, it was a success. And I watched it. I wanted to watch it. It was kind of weird how the court looked different, but it was pretty cool. I can't wait to see how they do it moving forward. Now, the commissioner seems to be doing a great job, man. He's been doing a super job, okay? Because, of course, now that with this intensity of this in-season tournament, the players will start taking it more seriously moving forward. And the ad dollars, of course, when they sell this to Netflix or whatever company is going to buy it, is going to be outrageous. Outrageous. Now, I did say it was a short show, and I was not lying. Goodbye.